And a very good morning to you as we are joined by Steve Wilkos of the Steve Wilkos Show. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. And by the way, you can catch Steve's show 3 o'clock on Fox, correct? Yes, that is it. And what have you got going on this Friday? Do you have a show, a special going on Friday, Steve?
Yeah, we have a teen show, and we did the last couple of years, and this year it's a little different because last year we just did it with teen girls, and this year we did it with teen girls and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's a show about what teens deal with every day, and we had their parents come in, and they're in another room, and they're watching their teens in the show. And it's such a great show. It's one that I enjoy doing because I'm raising two smaller children right now, but someday they'll be teens, and I want to make sure I have my finger on the pulse of what's going on. And what's great about this show is when you watch the show and these teens opening up and revealing very intimate parts of their life during the show. I mean, some of it's really shocking, too. It's just a great show, and I think it's good for kids, and it's good for parents to watch and know what's out there and to be aware of what's going on.
All right, and the show, by the way, is it the Steve Wilkos Show? Is that what we call it, Steve?
That's what they call it in the TV guide, so okay. I think we'll go with that.
Close enough. Now, let's give a little background here. For those that don't know, Steve, you were the bouncer, the big bald-headed guy, and I can say that because I'm a bald-headed guy, on the Jerry Springer Show, and you just kind of had this magnetic personality, and eventually you became a star of the show. And then got your own show. Can we talk just a minute about Springer and what a freak show it became?
I mean, first of all, without Springer, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I was a Chicago police officer, and that was going to be my career for the next 30 years. And I went to work on Springer Show as security just for one day, and one day turned into 14 years. And I had a lot of fun on the Springer Show, and it was a thing where people started noticing me and started chanting my name on the Springer Show. And Jerry went to do Dancing with Stars, and NBC came to me and said, you're gonna host the Springer Show while Jerry's on Dancing with Stars. And so I actually hosted the Springer Show. And when those shows aired, the show did really well, and I figured they probably said, hey, we got something here with this guy. Let's give his own show. And to go from a Chicago policeman to having your own show,
what's that transition like?
It's kind of crazy. Every day I wake up and I'm like, man, I got my own TV show. Wow. How did that happen? You know, there's 12,000 cops, and it happened to me. I really enjoy it, and it's a show that, we have a lot of fun with, but it also confronts a lot of tough issues, and it's a show that it's proud of because being on Springer, which is the wild circus, but you get, after so many years of hearing, where do you get these people from? Oh, my God, what trailer do they live in? And now I hear, hey, keep doing what you're doing, and, it's such a great show. And that's really a nice feeling for me after all those years on Springer. And I love the Springer Show, and now I watch it because I'm not on it anymore, and it's one of my favorite shows. But believe me, I really like doing the show that I'm doing now.
How much input do you have into your show, Steve? I mean, are you there helping to produce? Exactly what's your involvement?
The only input that I have, my wife is my executive producer. She actually runs the Springer Show and my show.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is really the one who puts the show together. But I'll see stories because I read the paper. I read 3 or 4 newspapers a day. Mm-hmm. And I'll see stories that I want to get involved in. And I tell my wife, let's see if we can get this. Let's see if we can get that. But as far as the actual production of the show, I come in, I just do my job as the host, and my producers and my wife really are the ones that put the show together.
Well, what do you look for in a guest that you think is really going to draw in the viewers?
Well, if anything, it's got to be interesting, and the guest has got to be somebody that, and that goes for every TV show. That's not just mine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting at home, and there was a quote that used to be on the Springer Show, it's like, you got to watch. People are gonna. You want them to watch the show, even if the volume's turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's like you got to. Something's got to catch your eye. Something's got to want you to watch. And with my show, I mean, most of all the stories are so fascinating and they're so powerful that that's what makes for a great guest. Somebody that has a really good story to tell, and if they can tell it, because even if you have a great story, some people just can't tell a story. But that's the guest that we're looking for. And it's usually people that are in tough situations and need help, and they come to my show.
So talk to me about your wife being executive producer. Now, when she makes a ruling, does it stand? And how's that working out?
She's the executive producer, so what she says goes. I mean, she's the top boss.
Mm-hmm.
She worked on the Springer Show also. She came to work on Jerry Springer in 1995, and we started dating in 1997, and we have been friends for those couple years, and we ended up getting married in 2000, and so we've always worked together for a long time now, and we kind of rose through the ranks together. She made supervisor producer, co-executive producer on Springer. I was being groomed for my own show, and then when I got my own show, they named her executive producer of my show. So I'm in a very fortunate position that my boss is my wife, and she really looks out for me, and she really has a vested interest in the show doing as good as it can, you know, and it's great, and we really love working together.
So how long has the show been on the air for, Steve?
We're taping our fourth season now, and NBC just renewed us through 2014. So
wow, and how long does a season last? Is a season a calendar year? How long does that go?
It's their calendar years. We tape from the end of August through May, mm-hmm. and then I have the summer off, but we tape five shows a week.
How many hours a week do you typically put in? How long? Because we see you for that hour a day, so I think a lot of people probably assume that you work maybe 1 to 3 hours a day at the most. How much do you put in?
I tape 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I mm-hmm. tape five shows in those 2 days. I go in on Tuesday, I tape at 5 o'clock, and I do a 7 o'clock show. And then on Wednesdays, I do an 11 o'clock, a 1 o'clock, and then a 3 o'clock. So I tape five shows, and then I'll do email tapings, promotional spots during the course of a day. We also do segments that we put shows together that are piecemeal. So it's two busy days. I mean, believe me, it's a great work schedule to work 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also those 2 days they're filled up, and I'm doing five shows and then extra stuff that goes along with the show. So they're two busy days, but like I said, it's a great schedule for me because I end up getting to spend a lot of time with my kids, and then I get the summers off. I'm like a school teacher, so when summer rolls around, I'm done taping for the year. So it's a nice schedule.
Can't beat that. Look, we're coming up against the end of the interview, the Steve Wilkos Show. You can see it 3 o'clock afternoons on WFXV. Going to give us any insight into some hot shows you might have coming up, or you're just going to keep us in suspense?
You know what? We're in sweeps. All the shows that we're airing now are our best shows right now. If you tune into this week, these are the shows that we hold particularly for this week. But again, Friday, that teen show, mm-hmm. Some really revealing, shocking secrets from people in the audience just getting up, telling their stories, not even being on stage, just in the audience, and revealing some really powerful stuff. So I would encourage everybody, teens, parents, everybody to watch Friday's show.
Steve Wilkos from the Steve Wilkos Show, weekdays, 3 o'clock, WFXV. Steve, thanks so much. Good luck with the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.